happens when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Active FM Live. I am Nolte Lee.
And this is your boy DJ K from The Cave Show.
Yes, and I am Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and I'm from The Political Show and the new show on Active FM. Where are you from, Nolte?
I, which I did not tell you, am from Philosophically Poetic, and I have a new show coming out which I cannot tell you details about, but you need to watch out for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's Philosophically Poetic all about? Do we do poems the entire time? Do you...
We do poems in a philosophical... No. We speak about pop culture. We speak about poetry. We speak about what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
Basically, the philosophy of everything.
Yeah. And then The Cave.
Well, it's just an all-round... It started off as a guy show, but we do, like, general topics that have to do with, you know, basic people and day-to-day life. And it's just real stuff. That's all I can say.
Yeah, real stuff. Okay, and I'm from the new show and The Political Show. It's basically similar, but... The new show is more about a daily look at what's happening in the world around you.
Yeah.
Well, there's things happening every day. But I've been focusing more specifically on South Africa. My latest show is the 5 important things that are actually happening this week in South Africa. And then The Political Show is all things politics. I mean, the truth behind the headlines. You'll be shocked at what headlines will say. So, for instance, the headlines will say, Nolte Lee said that she's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
But that time she was telling a story about, you know, a lady who had a heart attack. So, so that's what The Political Show is all about. It's myself, Pastor Gavin, and the Black Knight himself. Who are on The Political Show. It's quite interesting, yes. So, definitely. Upcoming is Valentine's Day.
The infamous day.
Yes.
Where the men want to run away and the women want to receive gifts.
Yes. And the people in between who don't really care, you know?
About Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, where do you stand with Valentine's Day, Nolte?
For me, as someone that's single, I don't really regard Valentine's Day. I know there's many of the people I know, like the women in my life, that are like, we should gift each other and stuff. And I'm like, but that's what your birthday is for. Why are we creating extra gifting opportunities? Yeah, so for me, it's really not a thing.
Yeah. And
cavemen.
The cavemen. What
is Valentine's Day?
This is the founder of the men's conference. Anyone who has any grievances can come and complain right here.
No, so it's just basically almost, not exactly, but almost the same thing as Normal TV.
Yeah.
I mean, Valentine's Day is just another day, you know, on the calendar for us single people.
Okay.
It will change somewhere in the future, but right now we're enjoying our, you know.
You say once you get into a relationship,
you then take
into consideration.
If myself and my partner even really care about Valentine's Day, I mean, I think Valentine's Day is like just overhyped, just putting a label on something and using a reason to like get extra gifts and presents. You can just do that, just create special occasions instead of, you know, making out a whole Valentine's Day for it. It's just overhyped.
Interesting. Well, for me, I'm not a romantic, right?
Yeah.
I do not like anything romance. I'm not a romantic. But, I know. But I really think Valentine's Day is cool, but only for married or engaged people.
Yeah.
Because it's a day that is there to appreciate the love that you have between the two of you. You and your partner. High school and single, as in you're not engaged and you're not married, I don't really think that's... I mean, you don't really need to celebrate it.
What are you celebrating when you are in school? You're supposed to be celebrating your books. I want to pose a question. So, let's say, for example, for engaged or the married couples.
Yeah.
Is it then necessary to celebrate each other on Valentine's Day when you have a whole anniversary?
No, I mean, you're celebrating... So the anniversary is there to celebrate you guys being together for these amounts of years.
Yeah.
That's what you're celebrating. That's the whole purpose. Your wife for you, your husband for you. His birthday would be the day they were born. Valentine's Day is celebrating the love that you share between each other.
You know? Can we not do that every day, though?
No, you can. But, I mean, I can give my husband gifts every day. And then on his birthday, give him a very special gift.
Yeah. Because
it's his birthday. Then on Valentine's Day, I give him roses for some reason. I don't know if he's...
Wait, which husband? If you are a man, please comment below and tell us if you want roses.
I'm sure you want roses.
We want a
roses.
PlayStation 5.
No, that, PlayStation no. 5. That's not a gift.
No, this is actually very interesting. All the men that go to men's conference should receive roses.
Yeah, no, I mean, Spanish people, men have roses in their mouths all the time. I mean, when you think of a Spanish person, I always imagine a guy with a red cloth battling a bull with a rose in his mouth.
Yeah, but isn't that more to draw the attention?
Doesn't matter. That means he wants a rose to draw attention.
Do you want a rose for Valentine's Day, birthday?
I smile because, I mean, it sounds like a cute gift, you know.
A cute gift for a guy?
No, can I just
tell you not that? In that sense, as in it's like, well, because it's like not the usual, but not that. I mean, if you give me a rose, it's not like I'm going to turn you down. It's a gift.
You see, the guys like roses, guys. I'm telling you.
I mean, but what am I going to do with that, though?
I've done the research.
I'm not buying any man's roses.
I'm seeing the expressions of the guys, and I can tell
so
you.
So whoever's going to marry Nozili, make sure she gets your bouquet, you know.
I don't like roses. Personally, for me, roses are not my favorite flowers. If you had to buy them, I'd be like, thank you. But it's really, like, not my favorite flowers. I like sunflowers. What are your favorite flowers?
Okay, so I like sunflowers, right? Sunflowers... Favorite. The only time I really like a rose is... So I saw this product called the Million Roses.
Yeah.
And what Million Roses is that it's... So it's like a box of roses.
Yeah.
But it lasts for 3 years.
What?
I've seen
it's
those.
Actual roses.
I've
so
seen
it's not,
those.
It's not synthetic, so it's not plastic or whatever. It's actual roses, but they've put a chemical on them. So I would like that because now I can see this beautiful thing for 3 years. If you're giving me roses, it's going to last two weeks, 1 week even. And then it's gone, finished. And there's nothing I can do with it. So, yeah.
Caveman? Favorite flower?
I don't have a favorite flower.
Painting out there? Roses.
I don't have a favorite flower.
Now that we're speaking about Valentine's Day, do you think it's going to be cancelled this year? Obviously, last year it wasn't cancelled. People got to celebrate Valentine's Day. Now with COVID and lockdown, we're on day... You know, a few days ago, I saw we're on day 300 of lockdown in South Africa.
That
so
is insane.
So, we're on 300 and something.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to be in... Do you think Valentine's Day is cancelled?
I don't think Valentine's Day would be cancelled personally. Because for me, it's like we have so many different ways. If Valentine's Day is all about gifts, because I know everybody makes it about gifts and it shouldn't... be about the gifts. But if it's about gifts, there's so many ways you can gift people even if you're not allowed to go outside. So I think the essence of Valentine's Day, I mean, sending a message is something, or a phone call or a video call that we've been restricted to these days. But I don't think they can really cancel Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Caveman, I think that's your new name on.
No.
Rename yourself Caveman.
I don't think I want to rename myself to that. I think I just prefer DJ Cave. I have those moments where sometimes I just go back to my previous name, which is Gloire, which is my actual name. But yeah, I think I prefer DJ Cave. But anyway, I don't think Valentine's Day is cancelled. I mean, there's still people that go out of their way to, you know, make things, you know, work for their relationship. So yeah, not necessarily.
Yeah, I also don't think it's cancer. I think people will even come up with more creative ways to spoil their other half and stuff. Yeah.
I think one of the things with Valentine's Day is that people come up with extra creative ways to find a partner if they're single for Valentine's Day.
No,
I don't know what
you
guys...
With high school. That was the problem with high school. Like, high school, you found you heard some very crazy things.
Even the person that you've never liked in your entire existence.
You didn't know exist in the school. You've never seen this person before. And then,
all of a sudden, that is my Valentine. I've loved you forever. What do you guys think about that?
No, it's traumatic. I feel like...
So, like, I'm not going to mention this. A specific presenter on Active FM.
Okay.
The presenter said this on their show, so it's not like I'm gossiping. But then the presenters actually said that once they actually found a boyfriend who they didn't like for Valentine's Day, and they dated him and dumped him the day after. So imagine how heartbroken that boy was.
Oh, shame.
So all in the name of Valentine's Day.
I feel like, yo, I'm like so touched. I feel like I'm a buff. But, yeah.
Wait, was that guy you?
No.
He's very touched.
He's a presenter in Active FM. Definitely, I didn't
know them back then.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So.
And what do you guys think about the men's conference?
I think that's for you guys to discuss.
It's a lie. It's a ploy. It's an excuse.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the greatest plan ever, the greatest escape plan ever, you know. For all of you guys that know that it's rough on that day, you know, you can slot into men's conference, get yourself a ticket, and yeah.
It's cancelled, guys. We're in lockdown. It's not gonna work.
And that is why.
That's why there's virtual, you know, meetings.
No, not virtual meetings. They've been even more creative than the men's conference this year, because there's a meme going around about the president putting us in full lockdown from the 12th to the 15th of Feb, because we need to fight this virus together. That's what they said on the meme. And I was like, all this time, you do not want to fight this virus. You were not wearing your mask. You were not following the rules. Now, why is it that in that time period, we should go into a full lockdown?
No. I think the guys need to man up. Listen, man up and don't go to the conference.
Okay, so I've something that has actually sparked my attention. Because Giggs here said that, you know, she's not a romantic. So what would be your type of outing with the person in the future? Or, like, what would be your romantic, like, get-together?
Cooking and eating.
Cooking and eating.
Perfect.
That's it.
Done. Just get food and eat. Enjoy each other's company by eating and talking. And perfect. Done.
That's...
Don't need chocolates, because no one understands chocolates.
And...
You don't need hot pillows. You don't need... You just need food. And that's perfect.
So, that's why we need more gigs in the world. And as for Nolte Lee, what would be your, like, ideal, even though you're not going all out, but what would be, like, what would just do it for you?
For me, it needs to be very, very expensive. I mean, I'm joking. For me, I like doing adventurous things. So, trying things I've never done before. So, like, outdoorsy sort of things.
Like jumping off a cliff.
No.
Yes.
Not that, like... Yes. Horse riding, like going places and seeing things that are like landmarks and stuff like that. That's sort of what I like doing. Personally.
Caveman?
For me...
Playing games.
No, come
on. She played FIFA with you the entire day on the 14th.
It would be cool, but then it's not like... For me, it's not like a real thing. I mean, I won't deny the fact that I'm a gamer, but I'm not like that, you know, hectic. I don't know why she assumed that I'll be playing games, but...
It's the perfect date for most guys. They're like, if she just plays games, nobody's playing games with you.
When we think of a girl or a lady playing games, it's not like only specifically like on a Valentine's Day, but like just the fact or the thought of her playing games with me would be cool. But it doesn't have to be a Valentine's Day thing.
So now, looking at this whole, our own views on Valentine's Day and things like that, people obviously have their own views on different things.
Yeah.
Including culture.
Yes.
And do you think that our the views that we have on our different cultures and stuff actually cancel each other out eventually at some point?
Yeah, definitely with that, obviously. Because let's just say, touching on the Valentine's Day topic, I can say that it's just so unrealistic and that we should like completely cancel it. And because Nosy Lee doesn't agree, because she wants to get a lot of presents, she's going to come at me and tell me that no, what you're saying is false. But she doesn't actually have concrete proof that, you know, Valentine's Day shouldn't be cancelled. So yeah.
Nelsie.
I think going on to a deeper topic with cancel culture, when we look at things like we all know that there's this whole talk on sexuality and what you believe you are, and Now, what they're saying is that you in the future won't be allowed to refer to yourself as a woman or as a man or as a mom or as a dad. And for me, that's cancel culture for us, because if it's my preference to refer to myself that way, then why is it that we are not allowed to, because someone else feels uncomfortable about it.
I agree with you, because our parents grew up with this ideology of there's a girl, there's a guy, they get married.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, because of theories and philosophies that people brought in, and books that were written, and people's feelings, and all of these things, we've changed that.
Yeah.
And we now believe that it's okay to not call myself. I mean, I had an experience on my birthday. It was, I'm not going to tell you what age, because then you're going to know how old I am. But on my 23rd birthday, we went ziplining, adventurously, jumping off mountains. We went ziplining, and we needed to take a group photo. So we needed someone that was not in the group that I went with to take a picture of us. And we asked this girl, very pretty girl. She was very, very pretty, dressed like a girl.
Yeah.
We're like, can you please take a picture of us? She's like, yeah. And then one of my friends was like, who's going to take the picture? And then was it another friend who my sister actually pointed out, she's going to take the picture. She's like, no, I'm not defined by my pronoun. So she got upset with us because we called her a she. And you just step back and you're like, but so how do you, it brings confusion.
Yeah, right? It does bring confusion.
Because how do you teach your kids now? I mean, I have a little brother who, when he was learning what a sister is, what a brother is, I mean, he's 4. So when he was learning what a sister, what a brother is, he would sometimes confuse the things.
Yeah.
So he would sometimes say, Cynthia, you're my brother. Now I can't say, oh, he's a girl trapped in the boy's body because he's calling me his brother or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he says, Cynthia, I'm your sister. Not. I'm trying to understand what this means and stuff. Now, if we're taking that out and we're not allowed to teach our kids this in the schools, we're not teaching. Because I learned what an aunt and uncle is in school because they had their chart and all of these things. Now, what type of generation are we going to bring forth and what morals? Because out of the culture that we were taught as kids with this is how you respect elderly, this is what you do, and all of these things. Obviously, some of the stuff were also confused because I heard one thing from this side of the family, and then when you go to the other side of the family, you hear something else. There was still that confusion, but we knew where morality stood. But now with this new thing about sexuality, this whole thing about even BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, and Antifa, and all these things coming in and things like that, where will our future generation stand with morality and what will they actually believe is right?
Yeah.
Is what the question is.
I was listening to the radio not the other day, it was last year, and they were speaking about teaching our kids about gay and lesbian and all of these things, and he said that he has taught his nephew, that he is called Auntie. So it's a mixture of the two. So for me, it's then if they are going to combine the labels, then why is it not okay for you to be an aunt and for you to be an uncle and for someone else to be a dad? And why do we have to completely cancel what is there for what doesn't,
I don't know. I mean, there was an article where a famous person, sorry, I suck with this, famous people, but a famous person was during an award ceremony actually called, who's that guy who dressed Harry Styles?
Yes.
A he. And he had to do a public apology because he mentioned Harry Styles as a he. And so obviously our society is confused, which is quite scary.
Yeah.
I don't know how much has changed the African culture, though.
I don't think much has changed there.
Yeah.
You see how they've held on tight. Well, that is the older generations. And obviously the older generation, not to say that they're going to die soon, but they won't be around for much longer. So then what then becomes the culture? Because we then are the people that carry the culture, and what culture then will we carry into the future?
This is the reason I'm anti-social media. This is the main one of the reasons I'm anti-social media, because it just messes with our minds. We need to go back to paperback books and read, and go back to the mailing system where we write letters to each other and you get it 3 months later and stuff. Because social media is just, I mean, by the time the person wrote that I have decided to be a girl, by the time it gets to you, it's old news and nobody really cares. So I think we should go back to writing letters. I think away, go back that way.
Now going into the political sphere.
Yeah.
And we've just recently, not us, the Americans, have a new president. And he was inaugurated on the 20th of Jan. Joe Biden. You guys had something to say about that.
Yes. So if you listen to the latest political show, you would know that we titled it the newest member of the EFF. And that is US President Joe Biden himself. And it's already caused a whole lot of situations. We've had questions asked and stuff. So just to clarify, we're not saying that Joe Biden is a member of the EFF. So if you see the artwork and things, we are not saying that. But when you look at the policies that Joe Biden stands for, and when you look at the policies that the EFF stands for, because the EFF see themselves as a Marxist-Leninist Fanonian party. Yeah, so a Marxist-Leninist Fanonian party. And what's this? Joe Biden's also a Marxist-Leninist, and the philosophies and what they stand for is basically the same. There was an article that came out this week as well. It came out on the 19th of January, and it basically spoke about the key issues that Joe Biden wants to focus on in his term for presidency and that. And everything that he mentioned, if you open the EFF website and you read their policies and stuff, it's the exact same thing. Obviously worded differently, but it's the exact same thing. And it's like, okay, they basically, I mean, the EFF even wants to plant different EFFs in Africa. So different countries, they want a branch of EFF and things like that. So we're like, they basically extended it out to America.
Yeah.
Because Joe Biden is exactly like, is just like Julius Malema in what they stand for and stuff. Just Joe Biden is older and Julius Malema is younger and is a bit more crazy because he's South African and just the hectic situation.
Really crazy and passionate. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on the whole, if you compare the whole thing towards them?
I would say it's basically the same thing, because we're seeing more and more how the world's leaders are wanting to bring in a one world government. And if that is to be established, they have to basically have the same principles and stuff. And we know that South Africa has been a test ground for many of the things. And for me, it just doesn't make sense, because if we've seen how socialism, communism, and all of these things have, in countries that have done it before, we've seen how there has been a collapse in those countries. Why do we not learn from our past and from other countries that we can see with these principles and just go, no, we are not going there? Why are we trying to revive something that is not living?
It just doesn't make sense. There's a question we actually asked on the show, and we were like, so obviously EFF is looking into branching up into the rest of Africa. Do you think it would work in the African countries? Do you think it would actually work that EFF goes out into all the African countries? I mean, we have a whole lot of countries in Africa, about 52 countries in the continent. Do you think it would work that EFF would actually branch out to all these countries?
I mean, not necessarily, but I'm just trying to get the context. Branch out as in like...
So they have a branch here in South Africa, EFF, and then there's EFF Congo, there's EFF
Will they also
Nigeria.
Be like contesting like for political positions? No, I don't think that's going to work. Just generally with the people, but even with the politicians in each country, because already they have their own people and their own constitution of how things work. And now basically we'll see it as just some person out of nowhere from a different country, different, you know, worlds, different sphere and everything, just coming and taking over, you know, our nation. And I generally don't think that's going to work.
If you look at South Africa, South Africans are very, and I say South Africans because we're all in this country, so don't shoot me, but we're very, what's the word, we're very impulsive with many things. And I think Julius Malema plays on that a lot, because he's like, I can get people excited, I can get people worked up, because they will. We've seen how the EFF decides they don't like cliques, and now everybody's talking about why they don't like cliques, or the EFF decides they want land and everybody just rallies behind them. And in many African countries, most of the African countries are not as impulsive as South Africans are. They are more, and I don't say this to say that we are like crazy just because we impulse and whatever, but they are more, they more of, I can say intuitive, but we are as well, but they have that more. And I don't think they'd rally behind just anything that Julius Malema says in this country. I don't know how it would work. He would head up all the...
Yeah.
No, I don't think that it would work because of that reason, where they wouldn't just be riled up by hype,
if I put it that way. I think they would indoctrinate, obviously, their theories and their philosophies to people there. You know, just like how they took Invits, they had the EFF group and they started imparting their philosophies within the students in Invits and stuff. That's how they got big. So they'll probably do the same in these African countries. Not necessarily send South Africans there, a group of South Africans there, but they would send people to recruit people within the country, teaching them the stuff. But now, this is my problem. I think it's a form of... What's that word?
Colonialism.
That's why. I have a French tongue. That's the problem. My tongue is French. But I think it's a form of that. And he preaches against that in South Africa.
Yeah.
He wants to break down all these statues and stuff all over the country and things like that.
Yeah.
Because he feels like it's still oppressing us and things, but I think it's the same thing that he's going to do with all these other countries,
yeah.
Because they're going to now try and indoctrinate them with their beliefs and try and impart their culture onto these new countries. So he's basically contradicting himself in saying that he wants to branch out. I could be wrong,
yeah.
in my thought, but I think that's my personal opinion on that. And then in the show we actually speak about what would happen or whether or not it would work if he went out through Africa. Because Pastor Gavin says in the show that, and I'm just going to give this part, I'm not going to say the whole answer. If you look at Africa, half of Africa, so the bottom half of Africa is more impulsive, it's not that strict. Yes, there are countries like the DRC that are very strict with their laws and all of these things, but they're less safe. But then if you go up, more up north into Africa, you find that those are now the Muslim states that are strict in their beliefs and stuff. And we don't really think that EFF would now penetrate through those Muslim states and things. So go listen to the show. It's quite an interesting show.
Yeah.
It will get situations happening. It will get a conversation going and
definitely
stuff. But yeah, Joe Biden is, I mean, he's already looking at removing the death penalty in America, which I think worked because there's pedophiles out there. There's people who, they are crazy people in the Western civilization.
Yeah.
And the death penalty is actually keeping them in check. Now, if you had to remove it, what type of society are you going to have?
They're just building lenience to a point where they can put in their laws and whatever you do.
Yeah.
Basically, sort of the motto of I don't want to say, what is it? Satan's motto, the satanic church, do what thou wilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of going in that direction of just removing all punishment. That's where people can do what they want to do. So this has been a very interesting show, finding out your views. If you're looking for more Active FM shows, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
YouTube,
Parler. We're just everywhere. As much as I'm not a social media fan, I'll go on social media just for... Did you just do inverted commas? I really am not. The only reason I'm on social media is because that's the only way to communicate. People won't receive my letters.
Yeah.
I think I sent Nosely a letter 3 years ago. She still hasn't received it.
Yeah, they said it got lost somewhere, somehow.
Exactly.
But
so,
in the river.
Yeah, so I have to be on social media. But yeah, you can catch us on all social media platforms. I mean, I'll only go on there because I'm active.
FM.
Yeah.
Definitely. So this is Nolzi Lee from Philosophically Poetic.
This is your boy DJ K from The Cave Show.
And I'm Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs from The New Show and The Political Show.
Bye.
Peace.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za.
Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.